For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. You know, ladies, especially today, with all the promises about this new wash day product and that new wash day product, the exciting news about deep cleaning Oxidol is of utmost importance. For deep cleaning Oxidol washes clothes deep clean, sparkling clean. It reaches deep down in the fabric and washes out the gray dirt left in by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds, proof to women, in amazing washing demonstrations. And I'd like you to hear from Mrs. Eugene Wessenbach of St. Bernard, Ohio, who saw this demonstration. Listen.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. Well, at least I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with a leading sud the way you're told to. Then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Wessendorf. And ladies, I predict you get a big surprise, too, first time you use deep cleaning Oxidol. See for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And for the biggest surprise, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look white and bright. Clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, the cousins may have made their first mistake in their campaign against Ma and the family. Cousin Sylvester, you know, has been trying to get Faye interested in him, romantically. Though, of course, his real purpose is to defraud Faye of her money. But the other night, Sylvester's thin veneer of politeness cracked. And the bad person he really is became completely visible. And poor Faye was beside herself with dismay and astonishment. Will Faye and Ma now learn the truth at last about the cousin? Well, right now it's the cousin we join. Ed and Sylvester are alone in the lumberyard office. And Sylvester seems sunk in gloom. Look.
Hey! How many times a fella have to speak to you, son Sylvester? Wake up!
You say something, Potsy?
Yes, I said something. I said it looks like rain. You should go over and close the doors to the shed. You know, when Cousin Ma come back here, find all the lumber floating around.
Go and close them yourself. You've got all your arms and legs.
What? What do you mean, talking to your old daddy like that? What's got into you anyhow, son Sylvester? You've been moping and groaning around all day.
Listen, Popsy, are you very much in love with this stupid one-horse burg, Rushville Sander? Have you ever considered the idea of pulling up stakes and moving on, heading our real town?
Moving away from Rushville Sander? Moving away from here?
Oh, this town's getting to where it gives me a good pain. They pull in the sidewalks at 9:30. How about trying Kansas City, Popsy? They say everything's good in Kansas City.
Now, you listen to your daddy deliver a few words of advice, you ignorant knucklehead.
Huh?
We got it good in this town. We got it better than we ever had it before in our whole life. If we're just one step from taking over here, this sweet little old lumber yard yet, as soon as we can sell good old Cousin Ma Perkins on the idea of retiring, Say nothing, you being just one step from getting engaged to little old Cousin Faye and her $50,000.
Oh, Faye gives me a good pain, too.
Faye gives you... Sylvester, look at me.
Hmm?
Son, this is your daddy. You ain't gone and tipped over the apple cart, you crazy hooligan. Because if you've gone and tipped over the apple cart with little Cousin Faye...
Ah, be your age, stupid. I said... Faye gives me a good pain, and she does. I'm a human being. I got feelings. And the feeling I got right now is that Cousin Faye gives me a good pain.
Okay, son Sylvester. Still the bad news. What are you going down now? 2 days ago, you was making bets with me how you'll have the engagement ring on little Faye's finger before Labor Day. But now you're talking about Kansas City. What have you gone and done, you dope?
Look, who's calling who a dope? How about that little deal of yours, Popsy, in Alaska, huh? Where you started swiping stuff from your very own partner, and he got the U.S. Marshal after you, Mr. Roland C. Dunkelman.
Don't you mention the name of Roland C. Dunkelman. You know the name of Roland C. Dunkelman gives me a condition which I can't eat for dinner for 2 days.
Marilyn, don't go around calling people dope.
So let's hear now how you're so brilliant. What have you gone and done to Cousin Faye so now you got yourself in Dutch?
Who said I'm in Dutch?
Your daddy says you're in Dutch. You've been in Dutch all your life. You mentioned Roland C. Dunkelman to me, and I mention a name right back at you. That little girl Marietta, the one Shuffles took up with. At least Roland C. Dunkelman don't have my address where I'm living, so he follows me to Rushville Center. But Miss Marietta, what's her name, certainly followed you to Rushfield Center. We hadn't told lies and lies and lies till we was blue in the face. Our name would be mud with Cousin Ma and everybody else in this town. So come on, fat boy. How did you queer yourself this time with Cousin Faye?
I can still patch it up if I want to.
Don't start telling lies to me. Just yesterday you was telling me how in all your life you never went out with a classier girl than Cousin Faye. So skip the alibis and skip the build-up and get down to brass facts. What did you go and pull now?
I think I made my play too fast. Honest, Popsy, in all my experience, it was never set up so good. Ever since springtime, I've been taking her out. So polite, so respectable. Letting that little punk of hers, Paulette, walk all over me. Spending big money giving her nothing but the very best. And for the little punk, not nickel ice cream cones, jumbo ice cream cones, a dime. And I never so much as held Faye's hand. We get home and she invites me in. And is it for a little dancing, Popsy? And maybe a little hugging or the lights are low? No. It's for a glass of milk and a cookie in her stupid kitchen. And all the while, she tells me what a great dancer I am. Every time I call her up for a date, sure, oh, sure, a pleasure. Oh, Cousin Sylvester, you're so nice to me.
Brass facts, please.
How long can a guy stand it? She's a cute number, and I'm human. I'm knocking myself out being a regular movie hero. And, well, so. Finally, we're at the country club. She feels swell. We walk outside. I get the idea. Maybe I've been treating her too easy, see? Maybe that's why I've never got the first base. So I make one little teeny move in her direction. That does it.
She hauls off and smacks you a good one right in your stupid fat chop.
Stop calling me names.
You ain't heard nothing yet, son Sylvester. I got names for you, which even I myself ain't invented yet. So what happens? She balls you out?
Worse. She looks at me real mad, Popsy. Then she runs back into the country club, right to the clubhouse. We're at the country club, see? And by the time I can chase her, she's ducked into the ladies' room. And she's got that snooty Gladys Pendleton guarding the door. And that Gladys Pendleton, huh? She got it in for me for some reason or other. She says she'll give me 1 minute to get out of the club or she'll call the manager. Now, mind you, Patsy, Later on, I got Fay on the telephone back home. Oh, she wasn't sore no more. She was, well, still, you might say, distant. I can't figure that kid out.
Okay, son. The reason you can't figure her out is you ain't got the brains to figure out the time of day. So you want to move to Kansas City. Let me tell you something, son Sylvester. We ain't going to Kansas City. You're going to do something else. And you're going to do it quick. And you're going to do it right.
If you mean I got to apologize, I apologized on the telephone until I even made myself sick and tired.
No, son Sylvester. Apologizing is just the beginning of it. You're going to do something else.
That's a very dirty look you got in your face, Popsy. In case you're interested, I don't do nothing crooked, not even for you. My record's as clean as a whistle.
Don't do nothing crooked. Outside of stealing $300 from girls named Marietta. And then leaving a clear trail so they can follow you. You don't do nothing crooked. Except swipe $2,000 from them fats, Louie and Evie. Only it so happens what I got in mind for you, son Sylvester, ain't crooked. In fact, what I got in mind for you is going to keep you straight. In fact, you might even say it's going to put a ball and chain on you, Sylvester, and you're going to do it, and you're going to do it right, and you're going to do it quick. Like today. Tonight.
What do you mean? What do I have to do?
What you've got to do is like this. You've got to take your hat in your hands and get down on your knees. You've got to get the Cousin Faye to give you 10 minutes of her time. You're going to that little girl, and you're going to say, Cousin Faye, please, let's get married. I can't live without you, Cousin Faye.
Get married? But I still got a chance to get the money away from her without getting married. I ain't sure I want to get married.
That's all right, son Sylvester. I'm sure I want you to get married. You ain't got the brains to run around loose, son Sylvester. You go ahead. Get Cousin Faye on the telephone right this minute. Make a date with her. And son, I'll be the first to congratulate you.
Ladies, if you have a really big wash to do each wash day, you will especially welcome Deep Cleaning Oxidol in the giant economy size package. For you'll find that this giant economy size Oxidol will do almost any family's wash for a whole month. Yes, just one giant economy size package of Oxidol can do a family's wash for a whole month. And what a wash you'll get with this Deep Cleaning Oxidol. A wash so sparkling clean you can see it's clean, feel it's clean, even smell it's clean. Go for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean. Ask your dealer for Deep Cleaning Oxidol today in the giant economy size package that does most any family's wash for a whole month. And so Sylvester is going to propose marriage to Fay. And what will Fay decide then? Well, Fay gets some advice from an unexpected source, tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use Deep Cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.